Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, so future President Trump had a big rally last night in Florida. As the question is, will Joe Biden be the candidate? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Thanks for being here today. Appreciate it very, very much. And very happy to welcome back to the show Caroline Sunshine. Caroline is the Deputy Director of Communications for the Trump presidential campaign. Caroline, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
How are you? I am great. Thank you. Better than Joe Biden between the hours of 10 and 4.
There you go. Look at that. Well, it's 4:01. So, you know, this is his downtime. We're on downtime right now. Exactly. How'd the rally go last night?
What a terrific rally. You know, President Trump's rallies are always great, but last night I thought was really extraordinary. A lot of President Trump's family was in attendance, and President Trump is such a family man. I feel like that's something that always goes widely underreported in the liberal mainstream media, but he's such a family man and just a really extraordinary rally, great energy. I mean, President Trump always brings his best, but you can just tell that, you know, President Trump really understands how high the stakes are for this country. And not only is he winning big on behalf of our movement and our party, but he's going to win big on behalf of our country. There's just so much hope and love around what he's doing. And you contrast that with the chaos and panic and disarray of the Democrats. It's like, it's not just Joe Biden that's very, you know, very clear is unfit to lead. It's really the entire Democrat Party that's unfit to lead. And that just can be a farther contrast from when you see President Trump on that stage, whether that's the debate stage, which I can't believe was just over, you know, 10 days ago. My gosh, the debate to end all debates, or the stage last night where President Trump loves to be, which is right in front of the American people. But just, you can tell President Trump is such a fighter, such a champion for the American people. And we couldn't be prouder to have him as the nominee for our party and heading into a really big weekend in Milwaukee with a platform that is dedicated to the forgotten men and women of America. And that's exactly who President Trump keeps fighting for every day.
So what's the platform going to be like? Or I should say, what's the convention going to be like? I know that each night has a different theme, right?
That's right. Well, just like anything President Trump does, it's going to be big. going to be exciting. It's going to make a lot of news. We have so many different days we're excited about. We are talking about how to make America great again, but also how to make America wealthy again, make America strong again, make America safe again. All of these things, we've watched our country just go to hell in a handbasket under Joe Biden. And we've watched as the liberal mainstream media decides to wake up and all of a sudden the same people who for the last 4 years were telling you, oh, Joe Biden's fine. He's sharp as a tack. He's doing cartwheels. All these people don't get to wake up now and say, let's go, Brandon, if you know what I mean. But look, President Trump put together a really great platform. He was directly involved in drafting the RNC's platform. And at the very top of it, it says, dedicated to the forgotten men and women of America, which is exactly who President Trump has fought for ever since he came down that escalator in 2015. If you look at that platform, starting right at the top, you just see the priorities that are most important to the American people, starting us out strong. President Trump has said on day one, he's going to launch the largest criminal deportation in our country's history to get all of the millions of illegal immigrants that Joe Biden has welcomed into our country, and that the Democrats, I might add now, would like to give voting rights to, get them out of our country, secure our border once and for all, make our manufacturing base strong again, cancel this ridiculous electric vehicle mandate that Biden has come up with that nobody wants, by the way. So it's just a really exciting platform that I think truly reflects the wants and needs of the forgotten men and women of America. And that's exactly what President Trump's going to highlight next week in a way that only President Trump can. You know, he always brings the strength, he always brings the command, and he always brings the entertainment too. So we're looking forward to a really fun, hopeful week for our country.
Caroline, I saw today that the Cook Political Report has shifted a bunch of races towards Trump. They shifted Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada from toss-up to lean Republican. They pushed Minnesota and New Hampshire from likely Democrat to lean Democrat. They also moved Nebraska's 2nd Congressional District from likely to lean Democrat. This is big right now. Arizona is now leading R, Georgia leaning R, Minnesota likely D to lean D. Those are big changes, obviously.
That's right. Well, that's why I say it was the debate to end all debates, because my goodness, President Trump is like a UFC fighter taking on, like, he didn't just end Joe Biden. He's ending the Democratic Party. And look, long before that debate performance where President Trump didn't just win, he dominated. We were seeing President Trump make inroads with people who traditionally had been part of the Democrat voting base. We were seeing evidence that these states were flipping. And that's why after the debate performance, I truly believe the American people who watched that night, by the way, were not worried about 4 more years of Joe Biden, but worried about 4 more months of Joe Biden, maybe even 4 more days or 4 more minutes of Joe Biden, as is the Democrat Party, as is George Clooney, apparently. Although I think George Clooney needs to answer why, if he was so concerned about Joe Biden just 3 weeks ago, he decided to donate $14 million. To him. But I digress. Look, point being is that President Trump, it was very clear on that debate stage, and it's been very clear for a while now, has a command of the issues that are most important to the American people. He has a presence and a strength that inspires hope and confidence. You contrast that with Joe Biden's weakness and incompetency, not to mention his dishonesty. But President Trump has policies that are important to the American people and that are on the right side of the issues that are most important to them. For example, we know this election cycle, most important thing to the American people is immigration and inflation. We got to get our inflation down. We got to do that partly by becoming energy independent. And we got to secure our border once and for all. And like I said, President Trump has said on day one, he's going to secure the border, get rid of all these illegal immigrants that Joe Biden has welcomed in. And we know that's something that, for example, 62% of Americans want. So President Trump has these policies that the reason we're seeing these states flip and these toss-ups change is that President Trump's ideas are extremely popular with the American people, not just inside the Republican Party, but well outside of the Republican Party. I don't even know what the Democrat platform is anymore. They're in such a state of free fall and chaos and disarray. I guess their only election strategy is weaponize the government against President Trump, which has failed and isn't popular with the American people. The American people do not want the courts to decide who is president. They want to decide that for themselves. And then welcome in millions of illegal immigrants and give them free flights and free housing and voting rights, also, which is deeply unpopular with the American people. So it's a party of liars, lightweights, and losers. And like I said, President Trump has emerged victorious from everything that these people have tried to throw at him. My gosh, you know, and he's just being the fighter that he is and this champion on behalf of the American people. And that's why we're seeing these places like Virginia and Minnesota, you know, be in play. I don't think there's anybody else in Republican politics who could do that. I think President Trump is really unique in that sense.
Yeah, and I noticed in the Republican platform, Caroline Sunshine, that part of what President Trump said is we're going to prevent World War III. Good. I think that that's a wonderful idea. I'm very nervous about the state of the world right now. I'm very nervous about the ability of the commander-in-chief to take a phone call past 4 o'clock in the afternoon if he has to deal with World War III. But I also think that the world is not worried about us. The bad guys don't fear us. But Biden has created this idea among the world right now that America is going to go along with, for example, the never-ending war in Ukraine, and America doesn't stand with its allies. And I think that President Trump, when we had 4 years, no new wars, I think people miss that. I think that is a very powerful message, and I'm glad he's doubling down on it.
Absolutely. I mean, you think back to that debate night performance, and within the first 2 minutes, it was so apparent that Joe Biden's presence on that stage was frightening to the American people, and it was comforting to our enemies. And you contrasted that with President Trump's strength and poise and command of the issues. And I think that brought hope to the American people and fear to our enemies. And that's what we want. Under Joe Biden, we are no longer respected. President Trump said it best on that stage that night. He said, look, the reason Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine was because he watched Joe Biden's abysmal withdrawal of Afghanistan. The same withdrawal, by the way, where Joe Biden lied on that stage and said, oh, no, I've never had any troops die under my command. Okay, what a slap in the face to the families of the 13 U.S. soldiers who died directly because of Joe Biden's failure of leadership and how he handled that withdrawal of Afghanistan. It did not have to go down like that. Like President Trump said, he was going to offer a conditions-based withdrawal. There's also this great clip going around the internet. You may have seen it. Your listeners may have seen it. It's from Representative Wesley Hunt recounting a story where he was with President Trump as President Trump was negotiating with leaders from the Taliban. And he told them, hey, listen, we're going to do a conditions-based withdrawal of Afghanistan. And if you don't do it my way, I'll kill you. And he took out a photo of the Taliban leader's house and said, got a photo of your house, and left. I mean, can you imagine? Could Joe Biden do that? Absolutely not. Look at the guy that we just all saw on stage. And by the way, the guy that we've all seen for the last 4 years, that again, the liberal mainstream media and Democrat Party who have concealed with us, that's who's been negotiating for you, America. That's who's been in the Situation Room. That's who's been, I guess, not up past the hour of 8:01 p.m. I mean, this man is clearly unfit to serve. Like you said, President Trump knew how to take on our enemies. We were respected and we were feared. That's a healthy thing for the United States. We are the nation that leads all nations. We ask our men and women in uniform to bring their best every single day. They deserve a commander-in-chief like President Trump, who is able, willing, and capable to do the same on their behalf. And like you said, too, President Trump, this also I don't think is said enough at least in the liberal mainstream media. President Trump is the first president, at least in recent generations, that didn't start any new wars. And under Joe Biden, like you said, we see war in the Middle East, war in Europe with no end in sight. And that's because Joe Biden's weakness and incompetency has invited chaos. And we fixed that with peace through strength and the leadership of President Trump returning back to the White House. And that's why I truly believe the American people wish that the election was tomorrow so they could cast their vote for President Trump and get Joe Biden out of the Oval Office and out of the commander-in-chief seat immediately. He's clearly unfit to serve and very clearly unfit to represent what I believe is obviously the greatest nation in history and certainly the greatest military in U.S. history, right?
Well said, Caroline Sunshine. Well said. Well, look forward to seeing you in Milwaukee next week. We'll be there doing the show live. Hopefully you can stop by and see us. Follow Caroline on X at C Sunshine. Thanks, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. See you next week.
You playing a sounder, DeSantis, or what are you doing?
Hang on. I can play it. I forgot to hit the button. I was queuing up a clip that she referenced.
You forgot to hit the button.
I was queuing up the clip that she referenced about.
Yeah, I push buttons, Senator. So you're a button pusher.
Here it is.
The Rich Scioli Show now on Talk Radio 1210. Nobody
we'll
wants your
post.
Little sounder now.
It's good. It's
don't
fine.
Fix it in post. This is better. This is way better. The official transcript will say that there was a sounder.
I'm
but we all heard with our own ears what was said or what wasn't said.
I write the description, so.
Yeah.
According to what I heard, I hit that sweeper right on cue.
We'll fix it in post. Listen to this guy. Fixing it in post.
I have the Wesley Hunt clip, though.
Yeah, well, it's great. Good. I want to hear it. I had heard it the other day. I meant to send it to you to play on the show, but I forgot. And it's not too late to play it, so let's do it.
Even my favorite President Trump story. This is my number one favorite of all time.
Why does it have that music in the background,
though?
Negotiating
with the Taliban.
I don't know.
It sounds like a horror show. It's like a horror movie, doesn't it?
You want me to find a different clip without background?
Nah, don't
music?
Worry about it.
All right, well, then here we go.
My favorite President Trump story. This is my number one favorite of all time. When we were negotiating with the Taliban while President Trump was still the president, President Trump wanted to get out of Afghanistan, but he wanted a conditions-based withdrawal, meaning that you do what we tell you to do, and then we will start pulling troops back slowly as long as you abide by our rules. It's President Trump and Mike Pompeo, and they are talking to Taliban leadership in the room, and they had one translator in the room. President Trump looked at the Taliban leader and said this: I want to leave Afghanistan, but it's going to be a conditions-based withdrawal. And translator translated. And he said, if you harm a hair on a single American, I'm going to kill you. And the translator goes, and Trump goes, tell him, tell him what I said. Reached in his pocket, pulled out a satellite photo of the leader of the Taliban's home and handed it to him.
Shut up.
Here you go. Here's your home. I know where you live. Nice place. Be a shame if something happened to it. Just saying. All right, 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today. Or actually don't, because Matt's by himself and you won't be able to take your call. So don't worry about it. Just tweet me. I can read the tweets on the air a whole lot easier. Just
I can
do
get
that.
A few calls.
All right. Well, then if you want to make them work, that's the number. Feel free. 855-839-1210. The big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanari of VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A. President Trump had a big rally last night, and he challenged Joe Biden to a little game of golf. But Joe Biden said no, even though at the debate, Joe Biden said he would accept Trump's challenge. So here was President Trump last night, cut number five.
That's why this evening I am also, and this is in honor of you and everybody. It is 45,000 people. That's a lot of people. I'm also officially challenging Crooked Joe to an 18-hole golf match right here. Underal's Blue Monster, considered one of the greatest tournament golf courses anywhere in the world, one of the great courses of the world. It will be among the most watched sporting events in history, maybe bigger than the Ryder Cup or even the Masters. And I will even give Joe Biden 10 strokes aside. 10 strokes, that's a lot. That means 20 strokes in case you don't play golf. I will give him 10 strokes aside, and if he wins, I will give the charity of his choice, any charity that he wants, $1 million.
Got a little Dr. Evil thing going on there with the $1 million. But nevertheless, Biden has said no, he will not accept the challenge. He's too busy. They said, even though the debate, he said he would. So there you go. The other thing, too, I wanted to mention from the rally last night, Trump said that Biden's health is the biggest cover-up in political history. Look, there is a real cover-up going on here. It's true. There is. There's a story that I saw today at realclearpolitics.com. Who enabled Biden? A case study. It's from the Washington Examiner. Byron York wrote it. So it's actually Byron York, but Real Clear Politics posted this. And when you read the story, it says, on June 4th, the Wall Street Journal published a story headline, Behind Closed Doors, Biden Shows Signs of Slipping. Based on interviews with 45 people, the article reported that associates described President Joe Biden as showing signs of age, a president who appears slower now, someone who has both good moments and bad ones. The Wall Street Journal described a January White House meeting with congressional leaders on Ukraine policy in which Biden spoke so softly at times that some participants struggled to hear him, according to five people familiar with the meeting. He read from notes to make obvious points, paused for extended periods, and sometimes closed his eyes for so long that some in the room wondered whether he had tuned out. The next month, meeting with House Speaker Mike Johnson, the Wall Street Journal said, quote, Johnson worried that the president's memory had slipped about the details of his own policy. White House and Democratic pushback was furious. Biden is as sharp as ever, they said. The article was a hit piece based on Republicans who were playing partisan politics. Among those pushing back was Senator Patty Murray of Washington, who had talked with the Wall Street Journal for the story, but was not quoted in the published piece. Surprise, surprise, she posted on X after the story came out. Everyone attacking POTUS is a Republican with an agenda. I made clear to the Wall Street Journal regarding the January meeting on Ukraine that the president was absolutely engaged and ran that meeting in a way that brought everyone together. I'm not quoted. I wonder why, she asked. Murray's answer to her own question was obvious, Byron York writes. She was accusing the Wall Street Journal of publishing a partisan hit piece suggesting Biden is not up to the job when she, Murray, had told reporters Biden is as good as ever. Later, the Wall Street Journal would describe it this way. Murray told the Journal in April that she hadn't seen a change in Biden's acuity during her years of working with him. He engages in a very personal way, asking questions. He is listening and absorbing. That was Murray then. Now, after that disastrous June 27th debate exposed Biden's infirmities for all the world to see, Murray is singing a different tune. On Monday, a concerned-sounding Patty Murray released a statement that began, quote, "More than a week since the debate, and after talking with my constituents, I believe President Biden must do more to demonstrate he can campaign strong enough to beat Donald Trump. We need to see a much more forceful and energetic candidate on the campaign trail in the very near future in order for him to convince voters he's up to the job. At this critical time for our country, President Biden must seriously consider the best way to preserve his incredible legacy and secure it for the future." Doesn't take much reading between the lines, he says, to see that Murray is ready to show Biden the door. Just weeks after she mocked the Wall Street Journal for even suggesting Biden can't handle the job. The Murray episode shows how Democrats enabled Biden even as the president became less and less able to hide his infirmities. When the Wall Street Journal collected firsthand observations of the president displaying cognitive deficiencies, Murray mocked the paper and denied there was any problem. In this, she was assisted by the journalists, not at the Wall Street Journal, but others. Even after the president's extended zone out at the White House's Juneteenth concert on June 10th, some journalists passed along the White House story that it was all a cheap fake, cooked up by partisan Republicans. Senator Patty Murray was on board for that. Then came the debate, and Murray's voters could see for themselves what bad shape the president was in. Remember that in her statement, she predicated her new position on talking with my constituents. The debate, visible for all to see, made it impossible for Senator Murray to play down Biden's condition any longer. Now, multiply that many times over to include the other Democratic lawmakers, White House and administration officials, compliant reporters, and Democratic politicos in Washington who had plenty of reason to know the president is not up to the job. They're the ones who enabled Biden and the ones who brought presidential politics to its current impasse. He's right. All the people that told us it was cheap fakes, they're all complicit in this. But now a lot of them are singing a very, very different tune. They're embarrassed. They're embarrassed. Their own lies. What did they think was going to happen? Seriously, what did they think was going to happen? Did they think that it was just going to be fine, that nobody would notice? What do they think was going to happen on that debate stage? All right. I'll play you this clip. This is the one from Graben I mentioned earlier, Matt. This is one of Obama's guys. Again, I told you this is an all-out effort to get Biden out of the race by the Obama people. I read you the tweet earlier in the show by John Lovett. It is a direct threat against Joe Biden by the Obama people. We know the goods. We have the goods on you from all your corruption in Ukraine. And if you don't get out of the race, it's not going to work out so good for you. So here's another Obama guy, John Favreau. No relation to John Favreau. Different John Favreau. Anyway, this John Favreau, who was one of Obama's speechwriters, was on CNN along with David Axelrod. Axelrod has been very public in saying Joe Biden should step aside. He's been saying that since October of 2023 after the big Obama reunion in Chicago, which is when I probably first came around and told you that I think Biden was going to ultimately end up being replaced at some point. Here's what Favreau said, and this is regarding the event that he was at with Barack Obama, and George Clooney was there. And now Clooney has come out today and called on Joe Biden to step aside from the race, get out of the race for the good of the country. Here's what Favreau said regarding seeing Joe Biden at different times. Take a listen.
John, you were at that fundraiser as well. I don't know if you spent as much time with President Biden as George Clooney did, since he was one of the hosts. But that, I'm totally with you, David. That quote was like, wow.
I mean, it was not surprising to any of us who were at the fundraiser. I was there. Clooney was exactly right. And every single person I talked to at the fundraiser thought the same thing, except for the people working for Joe Biden, or at least they didn't say that. But I remember my wife, Emily, turned to me after the fundraiser and said, what are we going to do? I mean, and I said, well, there's a debate in a week. Either he'll do well in the debate and we'll think, well, he was just tired because he flew all the way back from Europe and that'll be that. Or he'll be like this at the debate and then the whole country will be talking about it. And so here we are.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, Dana Bash. Wow. You know, what he's confirming here is that everybody who saw Barack Obama have to lead Joe Biden off the stage, and we were told that was a cheap fake, that was true. Barack Obama had to lead Joe Biden off the stage that night. But we were all yelled at and called conspiracy kooks. But it's true. Joe Biden had to lead him off the stage that night. So the Obamas have dropped the gauntlet. Get out. We have the goods on you. You did all this corruption when you were our vice president. We know about it. We know all of it. And all the 51 national security hacks who signed that letter saying Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, they got it too. So there you go. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. If you want to weigh in today on everything we are discussing, we'll be right back.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
As I'm looking at all the news of the day, I wanted to mention there's a story And this, you know, we get misinformation all the time. We have our buddy Dr. Wilfred Riley wrote a book called The Hate Crime Hoax. There's a lot of that that happens in the world. A lot of, and unfortunately, in our country, it happens all the time. Libs at TikTok, they do a great job of highlighting this stuff. So Harvard Law misinformation expert named Alejandro Caraballo tweeted out the following. A 14-year-old trans girl in Pennsylvania was murdered and her body dismembered. This is where anti-trans hatred leads and trans youth are paying the price. Okay, that's what she tweeted out. Investigators confirmed there is no evidence that the murderer was a hate crime. The murder was a hate crime. The man charged with the murder is a gay man who met the victim on Grindr. Many LGBTQ activists are spreading fake news that transphobia is responsible for the murder. Put a, and she links to the story here, the founder of this. So the LGBTQIA plus plus, every letter of the alphabet, it's not, it was not motivated by hatred of that. Deshaun Watkins, 29, has been charged with first degree murder, aggravated assault, abuse of a corpse, and tampering with evidence in connection with the death of 14-year-old Paulie Likens of Sharon, Pennsylvania, police said in a complaint filed in Mercer County District Court. CNN reached out to Watkins' attorney for comment, but has not yet received a response. If convicted, Watkins could face the death penalty or life in prison, according to Pennsylvania state law. Mercer County District Attorney Peter C. Acker told CNN at this point, investigators have not found any evidence that suggests the murder was a hate crime. But don't let that stop you from spreading misinformation. That's why Riley's book is so important. And his new book, Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me, which I hope you've also seen and picked up a copy of, which is great. By the way, I got to mention, if you've not read Jack Carr's book, if you've not got your hands on a copy of Jack Carr's new book, you should. Jack sent me a bottle of his whiskey. He sent me a box of cigars and he sent me two hats, Matt DeSantis, with his logo on them to thank me for that event that I did with him. Oh, wasn't that nice?
Very nice of him.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, Houghton Young whiskey and Houghton Young cigars. I believe I'm saying that correctly. So, yeah, very nice of Jack to do that. So if you have not picked up a copy of his new book, do it. He's a great guy. I posted a picture on Instagram. You can see it at Zioli Show. I was having lunch with Reagan wearing the hat that Jack Carr gave me. And I said, Jack's got to come out with a kids line, you know?
Maybe some kids books, yeah.
Right? Kids books, kids line. He's got his nonfiction book coming out, so that'll be great. That'll be good.
That's coming out in the fall, right?
Yes, correct. It's coming out in the fall, and we'll have to do another event with him if we can swing it. By the way, Kirk will be back tomorrow and Friday. I texted Frank, so you'll be able to answer calls Thursday and Friday.
I can answer them now.
You don't need to.
Okay.
It's all right.
Thank you.
Don't worry about it. You got a lot going on in there. We're following breaking news all over the place. It's not easy. And I got to take a break. I'm way over, aren't I?
You're not in a great position, but it's not the end of the world.
All right, good. I'll keep going then.
Yeah,
all right, good. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries plans to relay Democratic concerns to Joe Biden, according to a report. This comes after the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, went on Morning Joe this morning and suggested that it's up to the president to decide if he's going to run. Fangs were out. And the early morning fangs are the sharpest fangs. And all I can say is I hope the White House is now doused in garlic. The Secret Service should hang garlic in every window just to keep her far away. She also snapped at a reporter today in the House of Representatives. But let's start with Morning Joe, shall we? Cut number one.
Does he have your support to be the head of the Democratic ticket?
As long as the president had the president, it's up to the president to decide if he is going to run.
Wait, to what?
We're all encouraging him.
Stop it, Matt DeSantis. Hang on a second there. Hang on. It's up to the president to what? Can you rewind that a little bit?
Yeah, let's hear it again.
As long as the president had the president, it's up to the president to decide if he is going to run.
Decide? What the hell does decide mean? She drunk again, or is it just the fangs getting in the way? I mean, it was Morning Joe. Was she starting early, or is it just the fangs were just once again causing her to misspeak?
I don't know. We need the White House transcript again.
It's up to him to decide. Is everybody in Washington freaking out of their mind? They're just decomposing right in front of... Well, she's eternal, so she can't decompose, but unless, you know, she's exposed to sunshine. That's how you do it. If I'm the White House, I'm hanging a giant, I'm finding a way to get the sun's rays shining on the White House at all times. I don't know, use mirrors or something. Call NASA. Get Ben Affleck involved in this. His daughter's a nut. His daughter's a whack job. I'll tell you what, though. I mean, I feel bad for her. She was raised by Ben Affleck. But I got this clip of her in front of California going on about how she demands mask mandates. I don't blame her. I don't blame her for being crazy. Actually, I don't fault her for being crazy because she's Ben Affleck's daughter. That's a lot to, that's a big burden. You know what I mean?
The clip is very weird because she's wearing a mask in the clip, but she clearly can't breathe well. She runs out of oxygen while she's speaking.
Yeah, every time I hear you, she's got to take a gasp for air.
It sounded like she was suffocating.
And don't you think if you're her, you got to start off by going, all right, I got to address the elephant in the room. My dad sucks. All right, he's ruined everything. I know you're all thinking it too. He ruined Batman. I get it. Like, even worse than Clooney did. So I just want to get that out of the way before we begin. But she doesn't do that unless maybe she did earlier and we just don't have the full clip. I don't know. But anyway, back to the vampiric one. Let's rewind it to Biden has to decide.
Does he have your support to be the head of the Democratic ticket?
As long as the president has the president, it's up to the president to decide if he is going to run. Encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short. I think overwhelming support of the caucus. It's not for me to say. I'm not the head of the caucus anymore. But he's beloved. He is respected, and people want him to make that decision, not me.
He has said he has made the decision. He has said firmly this week he is going to run. Do you want him to run?
I want him to do whatever he decides to do, and that's the way it is. Whatever he decides, we go with.
Whatever he decides. A new poll out from the Pew Research Center confirms that young people appear to be flocking to the Republican Party. I will share that with you upon my return. And I want to tell you about the wonderful, wonderful friends that I have at Cherry Hill Volvo. You know, I'm so grateful for the support of Judith Krupnik, and they're outstanding at Cherry Hill Volvo. They really are. Without question, they're going to give you the amazing luxury Volvo experience that you deserve. And they have a renovation going on right now. But don't let that stop you, because I was there recently. Picked up my new XC60, beautiful, gorgeous SUV. Love driving it. So safe. It is absolutely gorgeous. And the experience you get, the customer experience at Cherry Hill Volvo is second to none. Every single day, they strive to do what is right. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team. And we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios because relationships matter, and they prove that every single day. So because of the renovation, Judith is doubling down on their already amazing, aggressive incentives and promotions to give you the best value. So what are you waiting for? Go see them today. They're right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. And remember, we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. Because that's what I mean about friendship and loyalty. They're all about doing what's right. They're all about relationships. So they have the best relationship with Talk Radio 1210 WPHG. They're our studio naming sponsor. Of all the dealerships out there, they're the one who sponsor the naming of the studio. We broadcast from the Cherry Hill Volvo studio. So I hope that means something to you. They keep us on the airwaves. And there's a lot of people that would like to take us off the airwaves. And in the age of cancel culture, Judith turned around and said, I'm doubling down. I want the studio naming rights. So go see them today for the perfect Volvo, whether it's a new, certified, pre-owned, or a lease. You'll have an amazing experience at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Bob Menendez. Like I said earlier in the show, Menendez, everybody knew about his corruption. It was only when he crossed Obama on the Iran nuclear deal that they went after him. And then when he crossed Biden on the Iran nuclear deal, that they went after him. Menendez's corruption was the worst kept secret. Everybody knew. Everybody knew. So we'll see what they do. These corruption cases are very hard to prove. They really are. They're very hard to prove. It seems like they have the goods on the guy. They should be open and shut. You know, just to remind you what Menendez is accused of doing. My favorite part about this entire story, though, is that he's throwing his wife completely under the bus. It's great. It's fun to watch. It really is. Nadine Menendez. It was his gumata and then became his wife. Actually, she killed a guy with her car. And the cops came and they never even tested her for alcohol or drugs. And they let her go home. It was unbelievable. It's only in Jersey. You know, you make a call. So that's what happens. You got a guy. I guess maybe, you know, my whole thesis on that Obama wants Biden gone. Obama's got the goods on Biden and they'll use it and destroy him if they have to. I know somebody made the point earlier about, well, yeah, but Biden has the goods on Obama, so he can destroy him. But it's totally different. It's completely different here. Even if whatever corruption that happened in Barack Obama's presidency, whatever occurred here, what's Biden going to do? How's Biden going to expose that? I mean, even if he does, he exposes it. He goes, all this corruption. Biden was part of it. So he implicates himself, too. See, Obama is running a risk here that Biden's going to turn around and say, yeah, OK, I was corrupt, but you knew about it. And that hurts Obama's legacy. But then Biden's done. He'll lose. But he'll lose as a corrupt SOB. The reason why I'm arguing that John Favreau or Levitt, whatever, I don't, they're all named John. Everybody in Obama's world is named John, it seems. Reason why I'm arguing that tweet today where he says, you know, Biden's got to decide if he wants to go out as a hero with his legacy or as an old man, you know. This is not a chicken moment here. This is not a who blinks first moment. If Joe Biden tries to expose Barack Obama for Obama's corruption or anything else, it implicates him. Barack Obama can expose Joe Biden and say, I didn't know anything about it. And they can argue about that, but Biden's done. He's done. So either way, the point that Obama's people are making is you're done either way. The question is, how do you want to go out? We expose all this, and yeah, maybe we'll take some shrapnel, but you will lose, and your legacy will be destroyed, and all the corruption of you and your son and your brother and everything else around Ukraine will all come out. It'll all be public. Everybody will know about it, and you're going to lose. So either way, you're not going to be president. You're not going to be president. Accept that reality. How do you want to go out? It's trying to convince a stubborn old man you're not going to be president either. It's kind of like you're not going to get the girl. So how do you want to go out here? You want to go out as a desperate guy who's begging her, or you want to go out as a guy who says, all right, I don't need you anyway, and you have your pride and dignity in check? You're not going to get her either way. You're not going to be president. Because either you're going to lose to Trump if you stay on the ticket, but we're going to help make sure of that by exposing your corruption and letting it all go out there. Yeah, we might take a hit, sure, but we can handle that. We're prepared to handle that, but you will lose. And is it worth it? You're going to lose either way. So you want to lose as the corrupt SOB, or do you want to just go out gracefully as the hero that America needs, answering the call at this moment so that we can replace you with somebody who has a chance against Donald Trump? That's the threat. You know, the argument that, well, yeah, but if Obama does that, Biden exposes his corruption, and Barack Obama doesn't care, and the media will cover for him. It doesn't matter. They'll cover for him, and Hollywood will cover for him, and it's all, and then you know that. They're all in on destroying Joe Biden and taking him out. So even if Joe Biden says, here's a book of Barack Obama's corruption, they're going to ignore it. These people control everything. This is not a conspiracy theory. The Hunter Biden laptop, we were told, was Russian disinformation. We were told that by 51 former national security officials. The CIA was involved. Brennan, Clapper, the list goes on and on. These people were all involved in gaslighting us about the Hunter Biden laptop. And who went along with it? The corporate media. Big tech, they censored the New York Post. They literally blocked them from being on social media because they published the story about it. And the FBI knew the story was coming because they were spying on Rudy Giuliani when he spoke to Miranda Devine about it. These people control everything. So if Joe Biden thinks, okay, well, I'll expose the corruption on Barack Obama, he won't have an audience for it because the corrupt corporate media and the corrupt big tech will cover for Biden or for Obama because they love him. He's their hero. So that won't work. But Obama's threat to Joe Biden, get out of this race, and he's, again, remember, the threat is through his surrogate. The threat is through his little surrogate who's making it very clear to Joe Biden, this is the choice you have to make. You're not going to be president again. You're going to lose. You're not going to be president either way. So how do you want to go out here? Do you want to go out on a high note, go out as somebody who has this incredible legacy, or do you want to go out as somebody who is corrupt? Either way, you're done. It's very telling, the point in this tweet that he put out here, when he says, there have always been two Joe Bidens, on and on it goes, but he says this part, and this is the key part here. It's worth saying just the same. Joe Biden can leave office as one of the greatest presidents in our lifetimes, who defeated Trump and put his country first at every turn, or he can leave a stubborn old man who allowed hubris and insecurity to destroy his legacy. What does he mean by that? I mean, if you lose, your legacy's not destroyed. You just lost. Like, Jimmy Carter has a legacy. Losing to Reagan didn't destroy that. Some people love Jimmy Carter, believe it or not. And a lot of people, Johnny Cook, great example, libertarian, thinks Jimmy Carter was outstanding on deregulation. Losing doesn't take away your legacy. When John, listen, these are smart people here. They may be Democrats, but they're smart people. John Lovett, who was Barack Obama's speechwriter and a strategist and the Crooked Media co-founder, very, very smart guy. Very smart guy. He's a speechwriter. He chooses his words carefully. That's what the man does for a living, what he did for a living. He chooses his words carefully. Speechwriters have to make sure that every single word is chosen on purpose. He didn't just fly off a tweet on a drunken tweet storm like I've done in the past. This is a guy who was meticulous in his writing, and he makes it very clear. Joe Biden can leave office as one of the greatest presidents in our lifetimes, who defeated Trump and put his country first at every turn. Or he can leave a stubborn old man who allowed hubris and insecurity to destroy his legacy. Translation, we will destroy you. Everything, the corruption, all of it. It all comes out. And everybody knows about it. And you can try to say you're going to destroy ours too, but we're ready to fight back on that, and you're not. Because the corporate media wants you gone, Hollywood wants you gone, big tech wants you gone, the Democratic Party wants you gone, everybody wants you gone. You won't survive that fight. You may be president, but who cares? That big deal. Big deal. I told you the power of the presidency is very limited. On purpose. Thankfully, our founders were very wise in that point. You don't destroy your legacy by losing. Losing doesn't destroy your legacy. Donald Trump has an incredible legacy from his first term in office. I don't need you to tell me he didn't really lose. I'm just saying, being a one-term president does not destroy your legacy. There have been other one-term presidents before. Let's assume Donald Trump in 2020, when he lost that election, decided not to run again. His legacy would still be intact. Nothing would have changed. His legacy was great. It was outstanding. People miss his presidency. They miss the world at peace. They miss the way that the economy was under Trump. They miss the way things were. That doesn't change just because you lose. So when John Lovett writes that point, he's not saying you'll destroy your legacy by losing to Donald Trump. He's saying we're going to destroy your legacy because you're going to stay in this race and we're going to make sure everybody knows who you really are. And you're going to lose either way. Either way you lose. But we'll make sure you lose as a corrupt SOB that everybody knows the truth about. This is a very pivotal time right now, but the writing's on the wall, and Joe Biden will be the nominee, no doubt, until he's not. As I've told you before, and I'll keep reminding people because they tune in at different times throughout the show, Joe Biden will be the nominee until he's no longer the nominee. But Menendez is a great example of this. And maybe it's the Jersey in me. You know, maybe it's the guy who literally grew up in Jersey politics. And maybe it's that. Maybe it's because I see how this game is played. I see how people go after people. They know about corruption, and it's fine until it isn't. Decades and decades of corruption until it isn't, because you cross the wrong person. You cross the king, you cross this person, whatever it is. And then all of a sudden it all comes out. And it comes out, and we're all supposed to act surprised that it came out and, like, turn around and go, well, we all knew this. Yes, exactly, because that's the game. The game is you can get as rich as you want. You could be as corrupt as you want. You can do whatever you want. As long as you're good, you'd be good. The minute you're not, that's when it all comes out. So, yeah, I'm a little jaded and I'm a little cynical. And I think a lot of people in, who grew up in this part of the country are, quite frankly. I think that there's a certain sense of watching, whether it's Philly politics or Jersey politics, I think they're very similar in that sense of revenge, and it's the cutthroat nature of it. And I mentioned Chicago earlier. I mean, Obama was a street-level Chicago politician. You can pretend like he's this exalted statesman, but he was a Chicago thug. And I've seen thugs from Newark, like Menendez. I've seen thugs from Camden. There's one on trial right now who just yesterday pled not guilty. And that was a guy I never thought would get indicted. So, I mean, like, you know, it's the game. You watch this and these people are fine until they aren't. Because people in politics, they have big memories. They wind up, you know, taking receipts and bringing it all together. It's only a matter then of how you can use it against somebody. So that's how I see this all playing out. And I think the Bob Menendez trial right now, the jury should open and shut this and say the guy's guilty. He was caught with the goods, the car, the gold bars, the cash. It's very obvious he helped his buddy get the halal meat inspection gig in Egypt, even though the guy had no halal and meat inspection expertise, literally none. Like, you go to a job interview, it's like, hey, I'm going to be the official halal meat inspector for Egypt. Great. Have you ever inspected halal meat before? No. You're hired. Great. And I get to do this for the entire country, right? Yup. And it's only you. You're the only guy doing it for the entire country. The whole Egypt, all of it. All the meat, every single piece of it. You get to do the inspection. And I've never done this before. That's what you just told us. And you're hiring me. Why? Well, because the head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee asked us to. And he controls the money. And so, you know, that's the game. And then that guy kicks it back to Menendez and through his wife and yada, yada. And remember, the attorney general's office in New Jersey had all this stuff on Menendez and this corrupt developer from Bergen County, New Jersey, as far back as 2019. And they did nothing with it because Menendez was being a good boy again. They thought he learned his lesson after the first time they indicted him because he crossed Obama on the Iran nuclear deal. But then Menendez got cocky and he crossed Biden on the Iran nuclear deal. So then they had to indict him again to send another message to be good. And this is a message it's sent to a lot of politicians. It's not just him. He just has to bear the brunt of the trial. Maybe he'll be found not guilty. Maybe he'll be found guilty. I'd be shocked if he's found not guilty, given what seems to be a very open and shut case. But then again, these corruption cases are hard to prove. So you just can't predict them. But this guy who got the gig to be the one and only halal meat inspector for all of Egypt and all of Egypt's meat, who had zero experience ever inspecting halal meat and certifying that meat to be halal, and then kicked the money back to Menendez in the form of gold bars, cash, and Mercedes Benz, and God only knows what else. I mean, come on, that's the Jersey way. So I guess my lens that I view this stuff through when it comes to Obama and Biden and this threat that was clearly sent by his speechwriter, John Lovett, it's very basic. Politics 101, you know? They want this old man gone. They got the goods on him. They got the goods on the laptop. And, you know, the message has been sent. And we'll see if cooler heads prevail in Biden's world. He can go out a hero with fanfare and cheers, or a corrupt SOB whose legacy was a complete and utter corrupt fraud. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you'd like to weigh in. Now, how's the bathroom in your house doing? How's the bathroom? Is it up to date? Is it modern? Does it need a little bit of a renovation? Well, if it does, my friends at Emmons would love to talk to you. I just had them over a couple weeks ago. Matt Kelly, the owner, brought over a wonderful design consultant named Catherine, and she gave us so many great ideas for the bathroom. And Bridget was blown away by everything that she said. So Emmons remodeled the bathroom in our old home, did a phenomenal job, and I'm really excited to see what they're going to do for our new home. That bathroom really needs it. So if you need a bathroom that's one that's going to be truly yours, it can be done in as little as 3 days' time. That's right, 3 days' time with the great team at Emmons. Just go to EmmonsRoofing.com or call Emmons.com, C-A-L-L, Emmons.com, and tell them I sent you. And you will get the absolute best customer experience. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. How's that Jersey Shore house of yours? Does the bathroom need to be renovated? Listen, the Emmons Design Specialists are the best of the best. They renovated our kitchen and our bathroom in our old house. They do great work. So go see them today. Call Emmons.com, C-A-L-L, Emmons.com, and trust the team at Emmons.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Bob Menendez. Like I said earlier in the show, Menendez, everybody knew about his corruption. It was only when he crossed Obama on the Iran nuclear deal that they went after him. And then when he crossed Biden on the Iran nuclear deal that they went after him. Menendez's corruption was the worst kept secret. Everybody knew. Everybody knew. So we'll see what they do. These corruption cases are very hard to prove. They really are. They're very hard to prove. It seems like they have the goods on the guy. They should be open and shut. You know, just to remind you what Menendez is accused of doing. My favorite part about this entire story, though, is that he's throwing his wife completely under the bus. It's great. It's fun to watch. It really is. Nadine Menendez, who was his gumata and then became his wife. Actually, she killed a guy with her car. And the cops came and they never even tested her for alcohol or drugs. And they let her go home. It was unbelievable. It's only in Jersey. You know, you make a call. So that's what happens. You got a guy. I guess maybe... You know, my whole thesis on that Obama wants Biden gone. Obama's got the goods on Biden and they'll use it and destroy him if they have to. I know somebody made the point earlier about, well, yeah, but Biden has the goods on Obama, so he can destroy him. But it's totally different. It's completely different here. Even if whatever corruption that happened in Barack Obama's presidency, whatever occurred here, what's Biden going to do? How's Biden going to expose that? I mean, even if he does, he exposes it. He goes, all this corruption. Biden was part of it. So he implicates himself, too. See, Obama is running a risk here that Biden's going to turn around and say, yeah, OK, I was corrupt, but you knew about it. And that hurts Obama's legacy. But then Biden's done. He'll lose, but he'll lose as a corrupt SOB. The reason why I'm arguing that John Favreau or Levitt, whatever, I don't, they're all named John. Everybody in Obama's world is named John, it seems. Reason why I'm arguing that tweet today where he says, you know, Biden's got to decide if he wants to go out as a hero with his legacy or as an old man, you know. This is not a chicken moment here. This is not a who blinks first moment. If Joe Biden tries to expose Barack Obama for Obama's corruption or anything else, it implicates him. Barack Obama can expose Joe Biden and say, I didn't know anything about it. And they can argue about that, but Biden's done. He's done. So either way, the point that Obama's people are making is you're done either way. The question is, how do you want to go out? We expose all this, and yeah, maybe we'll take some shrapnel, but you will lose, and your legacy will be destroyed, and all the corruption of you and your son and your brother and everything else around Ukraine will all come out. It'll all be public. Everybody will know about it, and you're going to lose. So either way, you're not going to be president. You're not going to be president. Accept that reality. How do you want to go out? It's trying to convince a stubborn old man you're not going to be president either. It's kind of like you're not going to get the girl. So how do you want to go out here? You want to go out as a desperate guy who's begging her, or you want to go out as a guy who says, all right, I don't need you anyway, and you have your pride and dignity in check? You're not going to get her either way. You're not going to be president because either you're going to lose to Trump if you stay on the ticket. But we're going to help make sure of that by exposing your corruption and letting it all go out there. Yeah, we might take a hit, sure, but we can handle that. We're prepared to handle that, but you will lose. And is it worth it? You're going to lose either way. So you want to lose as the corrupt SOB, or do you want to just go out gracefully as the hero that America needs, answering the call at this moment so that we can replace you with somebody who has a chance against Donald Trump? That's the threat. You know, the argument that, well, yeah, but if Obama does that, Biden exposes his corruption, and Barack Obama doesn't care, and the media will cover for him. It doesn't matter. They'll cover for him, and Hollywood will cover for him, and it's all, and then you know that. They're all in on destroying Joe Biden and taking him out. So even if Joe Biden says, here's a book of Barack Obama's corruption, they're going to ignore it. These people control everything. This is not a conspiracy theory. The Hunter Biden laptop, we were told, was Russian disinformation. We were told that by 51 former national security officials. The CIA was involved. Brennan, Clapper, the list goes on and on. These people were all involved in gaslighting us about the Hunter Biden laptop. And who went along with it? The corporate media, big tech. They censored the New York Post. They literally blocked them from being on social media because they published the story about it. And the FBI knew the story was coming because they were spying on Rudy Giuliani when he spoke to Miranda Devine about it. These people control everything. So if Joe Biden thinks, okay, well, I'll expose the corruption on Barack Obama, he won't have an audience for it because the corrupt corporate media and the corrupt big tech will cover for Biden or for Obama because they love him. He's their hero. So that won't work. But Obama's threat to Joe Biden, get out of this race, and he's, again, remember, the threat is through his surrogate. The threat is through his little surrogate who's making it very clear to Joe Biden, this is the choice you have to make. You're not going to be president again. You're going to lose. You're not going to be president either way. So how do you want to go out here? Do you want to go out on a high note, go out as somebody who has this incredible legacy, or do you want to go out as somebody who is corrupt? Either way, you're done. It's very telling, the point in this tweet that he put out here, when he says, there have always been two Joe Bidens, on and on it goes, but he says this part, and this is the key part here. It's worth saying just the same. Joe Biden can leave office as one of the greatest presidents in our lifetimes, who defeated Trump and put his country first at every turn, or he can leave a stubborn old man who allowed hubris and insecurity to destroy his legacy. What does he mean by that? I mean, if you lose, your legacy's not destroyed. You just lost. Like, Jimmy Carter has a legacy. Losing to Reagan didn't destroy that. Some people love Jimmy Carter, believe it or not. And a lot of people, Johnny Cook, great example, libertarian, thinks Jimmy Carter was outstanding on deregulation. Losing doesn't take away your legacy. When John, listen, these are smart people here. They may be Democrats, but they're smart people. John Lovett, who was Barack Obama's speechwriter and a strategist and the Crooked Media co-founder, very, very smart guy. Very smart guy. He's a speechwriter. He chooses his words carefully. That's what the man does for a living, what he did for a living. He chooses his words carefully. Speechwriters have to make sure that every single word is chosen on purpose. He didn't just fly off a tweet on a drunken tweet storm like I've done in the past. This is a guy who was meticulous in his writing, and he makes it very clear. Joe Biden can leave office as one of the greatest presidents in our lifetimes, who defeated Trump and put his country first at every turn. Or he can leave a stubborn old man who allowed hubris and insecurity to destroy his legacy. Translation, we will destroy you. Everything, the corruption, all of it. It all comes out. And everybody knows about it. And you can try to say you're going to destroy ours too, but we're ready to fight back on that, and you're not. Because the corporate media wants you gone, Hollywood wants you gone, big tech wants you gone, the Democratic Party wants you gone, everybody wants you gone. You won't survive that fight. You may be president, but who cares? The big deal. Big deal. I told you the power of the presidency is very limited. On purpose. Thankfully, our founders were very wise in that point. You don't destroy your legacy by losing. Losing doesn't destroy your legacy. Donald Trump has an incredible legacy from his first term in office. I don't need you to tell me he didn't really lose. I'm just saying, being a one-term president does not destroy your legacy. There have been other one-term presidents before. Let's assume Donald Trump in 2020, when he lost that election, decided not to run again. His legacy would still be intact. Nothing would have changed. His legacy was great. It was outstanding. People miss his presidency. They miss the world at peace. They miss the way that the economy was under Trump. They miss the way things were. That doesn't change just because you lose. So when John Lovett writes that point, he's not saying you'll destroy your legacy by losing to Donald Trump. He's saying we're going to destroy your legacy because you're going to stay in this race and we're going to make sure everybody knows who you really are. And you're going to lose either way. Either way you lose. But we'll make sure you lose as a corrupt SOB that everybody knows the truth about. This is a very pivotal time right now, but the writing's on the wall, and Joe Biden will be the nominee, no doubt, until he's not. As I've told you before, and I'll keep reminding people because they tune in at different times throughout the show, Joe Biden will be the nominee until he's no longer the nominee. But Menendez is a great example of this. And maybe it's the Jersey in me. You know, maybe it's the guy who literally grew up in Jersey politics. And maybe it's that. Maybe it's because I see how this game is played. I see how people go after people. They know about corruption, and it's fine until it isn't. Decades and decades of corruption until it isn't, because you cross the wrong person. You cross the king. You cross this person, whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, it all comes out. And it comes out, and we're all supposed to act surprised that it came out and like turn around and go, well, we all knew this. Yes, exactly, because that's the game. The game is you can get as rich as you want. You could be as corrupt as you want. You can do whatever you want. As long as you're good, you'd be good. The minute you're not, that's when it all comes out. So, yeah, I'm a little jaded and I'm a little cynical. And I think a lot of people who grew up in this part of the country are, quite frankly. I think that there's a certain sense of watching, whether it's Philly politics or Jersey politics, I think they're very similar in that sense of revenge, and it's the cutthroat nature of it. And I mentioned Chicago earlier. I mean, Obama was a street-level Chicago politician. You can pretend like he's this exalted statesman, but he was a Chicago thug. And I've seen thugs from Newark, like Menendez. I've seen thugs from Camden. There's one on trial right now who just yesterday pled not guilty. And that was a guy I never thought would get indicted. So, I mean, like, you know, it's the game. You watch this and these people are fine until they aren't. Because people in politics, they have big memories. They wind up, you know, taking receipts and bringing it all together. It's only a matter then of how you can use it against somebody. So that's how I see this all playing out. And I think the Bob Menendez trial right now, the jury should open and shut this and say the guy's guilty. He was caught with the goods, the car, the gold bars, the cash. It's very obvious he helped his buddy get the halal meat inspection gig in Egypt, even though the guy had no halal and meat inspection expertise, literally none. Like, you go to a job interview, it's like, hey, I'm going to be the official halal meat inspector for Egypt. Great. Have you ever inspected halal meat before? No. You're hired. Great. And I get to do this for the entire country, right? Yup. And it's only you. You're the only guy doing it for the entire country. The whole Egypt, all of it. All the meat, every single piece of it. You get to do the inspection. And I've never done this before. That's what you just told us. And you're hiring me. Why? Well, because the head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee asked us to. And he controls the money. And so, you know, that's the game. And then that guy kicks it back to Menendez and through his wife and yada, yada. And remember, the Attorney General's Office of New Jersey had all this stuff on Menendez and this corrupt developer from Bergen County, New Jersey, as far back as 2019. And they did nothing with it. Because Menendez was being a good boy again. They thought he learned his lesson after the first time they indicted him because he crossed Obama on the Iran nuclear deal. But then Menendez got cocky and he crossed Biden on the Iran nuclear deal. So then they had to indict him again to send another message to be good. And this is a message it's sent to a lot of politicians. It's not just him. He just has to bear the brunt of the trial. Maybe he'll be found not guilty. Maybe he'll be found guilty. I'd be shocked if he's found not guilty, given what seems to be a very open and shut case. But then again, these corruption cases are hard to prove, so you just can't predict them. But this guy who got the gig to be the one and only halal meat inspector for all of Egypt and all of Egypt's meat, who had zero experience ever inspecting halal meat and certifying that meat to be halal, and then kicked the money back to Menendez in the form of gold bars, cash, and Mercedes Benz, and God only knows what else. I mean, come on, that's the Jersey way. So I guess my lens that I view this stuff through when it comes to Obama and Biden and this threat that was clearly sent by his speechwriter, John Lovett, it's very basic. Politics 101. You know, they want this old man gone. They got the goods on him. They got the goods on the laptop. And, you know, message has been sent. And we'll see if cooler heads prevail in Biden's world. He can go out a hero with fanfare and cheers, or a corrupt SOB whose legacy was a complete and utter corrupt fraud. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you'd like to weigh in. Now, how's the bathroom in your house doing? How's the bathroom? Is it up to date? Is it modern? Does it need a little bit of a renovation? Well, if it does, my friends at Emmons would love to talk to you. I just had them over a couple weeks ago. Matt Kelly, the owner, brought over a wonderful design consultant named Catherine, and she gave us so many great ideas for the bathroom. And Bridget was blown away by everything that she said. So Emmons remodeled the bathroom in our old home, did a phenomenal job, and I'm really excited to see what they're going to do for our new home. That bathroom really needs it. So if you need a bathroom that's one that's going to be truly yours, it can be done in as little as 3 days' time. That's right, 3 days' time with a great team at Emmons. Just go to emmonsroofing.com or call emmons.com, C-A-L-L, emmons.com, and tell them I sent you. And you will get the absolute best customer experience. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. How's that Jersey Shore house of yours? Does the bathroom need to be renovated? Listen, the Emmons design specialists are the best of the best. They renovated our kitchen and our bathroom in our old house. They do great work. So go see them today. Call Emmons.com, C-A-L-L-Emmons.com, and trust the team at Emmons.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.